But why? Why are you on 24/7? Why are you taking the phone calls after 5? Your day job is during the day for a reason.
Welcome to the Different Ability Podcast. I'm your host, Katie Fortune, the girl that says, it's not my disability, it's my different ability. We are going to dig deep every week discussing the challenges, the struggles, the successes and wins with being different. We will bring you inspiring and motivating stories and messages of people with different abilities that are living their best lives the way they were created. Are you ready? I know I am. Let's do this.
Hey, hey, welcome to the Different Ability Podcast. I'm your host and friend, Katie Fortune. Welcome today. I'm so glad you're here listening in. Oh, it's going to be a great day. I actually love that I'm recording this episode on a Monday after a weekend that I fully rested. And by fully rested, I mean I was doing a lot of things. Like Friday, I was not resting at all. It was a crazy day. But then Saturday, I just felt like I needed some serious rest. Sunday, there was a holiday, spent a little time with family, and also fully rested. And I'm grateful I'm able to do that, but I also am super proud of myself for listening to my body and doing those things. If you need a nap, take a nap. Of course, if you're able to. But by the title of this episode, you're probably like, all right, let's get into this, Katie. And the title is, let's stop glorifying working 24/7 or the hustle culture. What do I mean by that? Okay, I do have a day job. And I am building a business. I'm working on some pretty awesome projects behind the scenes that very few people know about. I'm doing all the things. And I've heard so many people say, how do you do it all, Katie? That's so crazy. Where do you find the time? You're working on too many things. It's insane. And yes, sometimes it is insane. Absolutely. But I still find time for myself. I still find time to rest and relax. But why am I talking about the whole 24/7 work culture and the hustle culture? Because I was talking to a few people and I don't know, it's just something that's like deep inside of me lately that I have been like, but why? Why are you on 24/7? Why are you taking the phone calls after 5? Your day job is during the day for a reason. Why are we doing these things? It's the culture, right? This is the United States culture. I was talking to an upcoming guest, and she does not live in the U.S. anymore. And we were talking about a few things, and this will not be on the episode. Maybe it will be. I haven't recorded that with her yet. But we were just doing a little pre-conversation, and I was saying something specific, and she's like, yeah, that's how it is over here. People live their life, but then they also do work. It's not people work their life away and live a tiny bit. I saw this on Facebook and someone posted this, a John Urbanek, I think I'm saying his name right. And I don't know where he got it from, but I kind of like this. So again, this did not come from me, but just think about this for a second. You work 8 hours to live 4. You work 6 days to enjoy 1. You work 8 hours to eat in 15 minutes. You work 8 hours to sleep 5. You work all year just to take a week or two vacation. You work all your life to retire in old age. And there was more, but I'm not going to get into all of that. But that is actually very true. So there's a few things that are different, obviously. For some people work more than 6 days a week. Some people work less than. Some people work more than 8 hours a day. That kind of hit me and I was like, okay, yeah. What are we put on this earth for? And no, I'm not getting religious on you right now. I'm asking you a question. What were you put on this earth for? Hey, quick little break here. I have a question for you. Have you ever thought about building your own website? Or are you someone that's like, man, my website needs an update? Well, I got you covered today, my friend. I use the Show It platform. I've had people reach out to me and ask me, Katie, what are you using? I love your website. How did you do that? Did you hire someone? Well, my friend, no, I did not. I host my website, katiefortune.com, on showit.com. And in the description of this podcast episode, you will find the link that will bring you right to their website where you can sign up, check out their free templates. They do have paid templates as well if you choose to do that. I'll let you on a little secret though. I started with a free one and then I tweaked it from there to what I want my website to look like. And let's be real, I continually change and update my website and I'm doing it by myself and so can you. So if you want your dream website but you have no idea where to start, believe me, my friend, start with ShowIt because I love that platform and I would not have the website I have today without it. And if I can do it, believe me, you can do it too. Now go make your dream a reality. Head over to the description of this podcast, or you can go to katiefortune.com/showit, sign up there, and you can get your first month free. You got this. Think about it. Were you really put on this earth to work 24/7 and to hustle until you're burned out and you can't even get out of bed? Now, don't get me wrong. There are seasons and moments that you are going to have to work a lot more on a project you're working on, a deadline, something that really matters to you, your business that you're building, whatever it may be. But that shouldn't be 24/7. That shouldn't be 365 days a year. We're here for one life. And the glorifying of it, that's what is, I think, irks me lately. And I don't know why, but the whole, I worked 80 hours last week, like it's like some kind of badge of honor. And don't get me wrong, I have been there. I've absolutely been that person. I've just gotten to a point now that I'm like, why? When someone says that, they're like, yeah, I worked until 2 a.m. Okay, well, I'm sorry to hear that for you. Like, that's what I want to say. And this hustle culture of, yeah, I'm doing this and that and whatever. And I did just tell you all these things I'm working on. But that's because people say that to me. Believe me, I'm not working 24/7. Believe me, I am not. You can't tell me I'm working 24/7 when I go to bed at 7:30 at night. Okay? Okay. But those are types of things to think about. How were we raised, right? Okay, we don't have to live like that, remember? How was society back then? How is society now? We're seeing everything on social media and everyone's doing this, that, and all these other things. People are saying they're doing it all by themselves. I've built this all by myself. Some might have, but I'm going to tell you right now, a lot of people on social media are not doing it all by themselves. I guess I just want you to think about, what do you want out of your own life? Take everyone out of that equation. I mean, yes, if you have a family and husband, wife, whatever. But just think about it for a second for you. What do you want out of life? I know it's a hard question to answer. And you might be saying, Katie, I don't know. And that's okay. It's something to keep thinking about, though. Keep reaching for. Push yourself a little bit to think about, do you want to wake up every day at 5 a.m, shuffle your kids out the door, get them to school, go to work for 8, 9, 10 hours, or even just 8 hours, get your kids off the bus, come back home and sit down and work? Oh, take a phone call because someone needs something from you right now. I'm sorry, are you a emergency heart surgeon? Oh no, you don't save lives for a living? Okay, it's not a big deal. Like for me, for example, in furniture world, I sell furniture. I sell commercial furniture. Nothing is that big of an emergency. No one's life is being lost in that situation. Now, if you are in the medical field, paramedics, firefighters, police officers, I do know that's a different situation. Absolutely. That is part of your job to be on call. But many of us live our lives that are not in those fields like we are. When someone texts you at 4:30 in the morning saying, hey, did you do this? That's absolutely inappropriate. Like someone on your team, that's inappropriate. If someone doesn't pick up your phone call right away because they're in the middle of something, but then they text you like 30 times after saying, I need to talk to you whenever you have a chance. Hurry, hurry, hurry. I need to talk to you when you have 2 seconds. Cool, bro. I'm working on things for myself right now. I have things. I'm not dropping everything for you. I'm in the middle of something and that's okay. But it's that instant gratification that people need to literally recognize in themselves. So yeah, let's stop glorifying working 24/7. I want to see out there people posting, "I took a nap today. I went on a really relaxing walk. I sat outside and watched the birds." Yeah, I know that just sounded really old. But you know what? Sometimes birds are funny, okay? You can watch birds. If you like watching birds, that's cool. I watched my kids play in the backyard. And I sat there and relaxed on the porch. I want to see more of that. That's what I'd like to see. Being proud of yourself for leaving work at 5. And not bringing your computer home. Setting boundaries with your team and customers or whoever you work with. You can have boundaries because guess what? You only have one life. And I really don't believe that you were put on this earth to work your life away. I want you to think about, before we go here, you growing old, you sitting on your front porch and looking out on wherever you're living and thinking back on your life. What are you going to say about yourself? What are you going to be proud of? That answer is going to be different for everyone, but I want you right now to think about that for yourself. Close your eyes. Nope, not when you're driving. If you're driving, do not close your eyes. But sit there and think for a second. What do you want to see? What do you want to be proud of? What stories do you want to tell? It's your story to tell. What do you want to be telling when you're growing old and looking back at your amazing life? Think about it. Thanks so much. I will talk to you next week. Wow, can you believe it? It's already done? Another episode is complete. Thank you so much for listening today. And if you want more, head on over to katiefortune.com/podcast. There you will find a link to all of the Different Ability podcast episodes, along with where you can join the exclusive Different Ability podcast Facebook group. Lastly, if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend or family member. And I would love it if you left a 5-star review. The more reviews and ratings we get, the more incredible stories we can share each week. And remember, it's not your disability, it's your different ability. Are you ready to share it with the world?